I ask the Lord as we come before Him today to help us with our thinking and our ways, to examine our life so that we understand that what we do and who we are needs to be pleasing to God. So let's cover, is it pleasing to God today as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord? As we come to establish our faith in Christ Jesus, we have to examine our behaviors, our thoughts, our actions to make sure what we do is pleasing to God. At first, this seems simple. If we love the Lord with all our heart and soul and body and spirit, then what we do and who we are should be pleasing to God. So we have to make sure that there's no difference between the way we believe and what we do. It's much easier to say we believe in God's Word, Son, and Spirit than it is for us to actually walk in God's Word, Son, and Spirit. What we believe and what we do must be examined so we're pleasing to God. See, we have to understand what is not pleasing to God so we can make sure that what we're doing is not wasting our time in seeking Him. See, we want the Lord to bless us in what we do so we cannot do things that are not pleasing to Him. See, the Lord tears down the pride. He detests the thoughts of the wicked, but those who are pure in heart pleases God. See, we have to be mindful of the things we do, the thoughts we have. The Lord works out everything for His own end. He detests all the proud of heart. He punishes those who seek to do evil. They will not go unpunished, the Lord says. God is going to call us all into account, if not in this life, then in the judgment to come. Our lives have to be able to be pleasing to God and not pleasing ourselves. We have to be aware of our actions. We cannot be a person who seeks to repay others back. We must wait on the Lord. He will deliver us. We must not be doing the things that's not pleasing to God in our lives. He detests different weights and dishonest scales, those who are not pleasing to Him. These things that you and I do are not pleasing to God if they're not done in a way that honors the Lord. See, we believe no matter what we give in tithes and offers, they're acceptable to God. But this is not what God says. He says we have to do what is pleasing to Him. So our tithes and offerings are pleasing and acceptable to Him. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 20 and 21. See, we have to understand what pleases God. So what we do and give does not create an obstacle or hardship or a hardening in our faith. Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 20 to 21 says, "What do I care about incense from Sheba and sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not accepted. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says, I will put obstacles before these people. Fathers and sons alike will stumble over them, and neighbors and friends will perish." So you have to learn from those who came before us, from the things written long ago, so we do not keep repeating the same mistakes. See, if we don't watch out and guard over our lives, if we don't keep our faith intact, if we don't overcome sin, then God will not be pleased with our sacrifices, tithes, and offerings. Everything is about pleasing God. It's all about making His name great and not our own. His name has to be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, we must proclaim the Lord's name and not our own. We must be mindful of our own standings in the Lord as we bring things before Him. So if we want what we do to please God, then we have to be strong to bear the failings of the weak. Do not work to please ourselves, but work to please God. We should plead our neighbors for their good and to build them up and not to work to build up ourselves. For even Christ did not please himself, but the Father. This is the very lesson that you and I have to learn. It's not how we're being taught these days. We're not being taught to please God like we should. We're all looking at pleasing ourselves, asking God to do things to please ourselves. We're not pleasing God. Just because we came down and gave ourselves to God the Father at the altar, Lord Christ Jesus, that does not mean everything we do from that point on is going to be pleasing to God. And if we all get baptized, if we all eat the same spiritual food and drink the same spiritual drinks that is of Christ, we can still do things that's not pleasing to God. We need to keep ourselves before the Lord, examining ourselves and understanding, man, and what I'm doing, is this pleasing to God? Or am I just trying to please myself? When Christ came to the earth, we were not walking as God instructed. We focused on trying to please God through tithes and offerings as we do today. And God sent his Son to correct our thinking, preparing a body for him as it was written so he can instruct us in the Father's will and ways. Have you ever had someone do something for you? They believe what they were doing would please you. Like buying your spouse a gift. See, not many are good at buying something for their spouse. And neither are we good at guessing what pleases God. And just as we get it wrong with our spouse, we get it wrong with God. God goes through a lot of effort to teach us what pleases him and how we can live to please him. He also teaches us what does not please him and if our thinking is correct or we just doing things in vain. The Lord says we come in here with our mouth and we honor him with our lips, but our hearts are far away from him. The Lord says we worship him using made up rules taught by men. We have to be careful how we approach and serve God. We don't want the Lord to astound us with wonders to cause our wisdom to perish, our intellect to vanish because we do things in vain. We have to honor the Lord with our giving and our worship and in our service. See, he's the one who created the heavens. He's the one who fashioned the earth. He found it all. The Lord is the one who inhabits the earth. He is the Lord. There is no other. He's not spoken in secret to us. He's made things plain to us. He's taught us not to seek him in vain, but speak truth and declare what is right. So we need to make sure we do not do things in vain and make sure we teach what is not nullifying the word of God for the sake of what we want to say, hear, and teach others. See, God's word says we are hypocrites when we honor the Lord with our lips, but our hearts are far away from him. It says we're worshiping God in vain with rules made up and we're teaching others. Can I worship God in vain? Just giving the Lord lip service. Must hold on to the commandments of God and let every tradition taught by man go. Must know God's word for ourselves so when we pray, it's not in vain. We must respect God's word so that what we do and what we believe is not in vain. So when we cry out to the Lord, he will heal us. It's not in vain. Go with me to Mark chapter 7 verses 68. The commandments of God cannot just be on our lips. It must reside in our hearts so we can please God. So what we do pleases God. Mark chapter 7, verses 6 through 8 says, he replied, Israel was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commandments of God and holding on to the traditions of men. See, we want to please God. And we need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to the Lord. No longer conforming ourselves to the pattern of this world, but allowing our minds to be transformed by the Spirit of the Lord. What we do cannot be done in vain. We desire to please God. See, we want mercy and grace and favor and honor. We want what we do to be considered good and not evil. We want to please God. We know the kingdom of God is not about what we eat and drink, but about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We cannot seek God in vain. We need to faithfully serve Christ Jesus so what we do is pleasing to God the Father and approved by man. See, God's word should be a constant reminder to us all. It is what we received when we first accepted Christ Jesus. It's what we should be standing on today. It was God's word that saved us. We must firmly hold on to God's word all the way to the end. Otherwise, our believing may be in vain. Our faith may be in vain. Our worship may be in vain. Our prayers may be in vain. Our praise may be in vain. We gotta be careful that we don't do things in vain. God's word encourages us to do what is pleasing to him. The sting of death is sin, but God the Father gives us victory through Christ Jesus, so nothing moves us. See, if we want to please God, then we need to give ourselves fully over to the work of God, because we know our labor is not in vain. We're walking in Christ Jesus. We're following the Lord. See, if you and I want to please God, we must follow God and understand his word and listen to Christ Jesus and be fellow workers in the Lord so we do not receive God's grace in vain. We must trust God, for he says in the time of his favor, he heard us. In the day of salvation, the Lord helped us. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We cannot work or seek the Lord in vain. We must be true to ourselves, to others, and to God. See, if we want to please God, then we can do nothing out of selfish ambition or a vain conceit, but in humility considers others better than ourselves. The Lord said we should look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. See, if we want to be pleasing to God, then our attitude should be the same of Christ Jesus. Living our lives to please God takes faith, a strong prayer life, a connection with Christ Jesus. We ask the Lord to keep us from willful sins so our lives are not ruled by sin. Lord, we want to please you. Help us to live a blameless life, be innocent of great transgressions. Lord, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to your sight. You are our rock, our redeemer. You are our refuge, Lord. So we live our lives to please God. We'll sing to the Lord all of our days. We'll sing praises to God as long as we live. The things we do every day will be pleasing to God. Our thoughts will be pleasing to God. The way we treat others will be pleasing to God. Our giving will be pleasing to God. We will show ourselves approved by the Lord, and we will rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We please God by paying attention to his word, applying our hearts to what the Lord teaches us. It is pleasing to God we keep our heart right and his words upon our lips. We please the Lord by placing our trust in him and asking the Lord to teach us his ways so we do not do what is right and we do not turn away from God. We want to please God. Then we need to finish this work, remain eager, and have a willingness to complete what God has started in us. This Lord says that if we're willing, if there's a willingness in us, then what we offer the Lord will be accepted according to what we have and not according to what we don't have. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 11-12. The goal of all believers should not be just to start believing in God, but to finish this race, finish our journey so we please God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 and 12 says, "Now finish the works, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your measures and by your means. For if the willingness is there, then the gift is acceptable according to what one has and not according to what one does not have. Must allow that has been started in us through faith and the work of the Spirit to come to completion, so what we do is credited to our account. We're encouraged to do more and more, to use our gifts to serve God so our offers and sacrifices are acceptable and pleasing to Him. We'll live right in order to please God. Growing and doing more to follow the instructions of Christ Jesus. To please the Lord, we need to control our bodies in a way that is holy and honorable. We have to get into the practice of asking ourselves, is what I'm doing pleasing God right now? Is where I'm at, where I'm at right now, the place I'm in right now, is this pleasing to God? See, help me out, Lord. See, are my thoughts and what I'm thinking about right now, my desires, are they pleasing to God? See, you and I got to get into this state of understanding. Am I pleasing God with the way I think and what I'm doing and my desires and what I'm trying to do with my life? See, if we want to please God, then we need to take care of the widows and our children, our grandchildren. We need to put our faith into practice by caring for our families and repaying our parents and grandparents for what they have done. But this is pleasing to God. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, our faith must have us believing that God does exist. He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Pleasing God has to do with the motivation of our heart, the desires of our mind, and the wants of our body. See, if we want to please God, then we have to keep ourselves under control at all times, which is not easy. We must overcome to please God. See, have you ever tried to please someone before? It's not easy pleasing others. We can barely please ourselves. I know I have disappointed myself many times. When others have expectations of it, it places a lot of pressure on us to perform, to keep things in check. Like on our job, we have to perform every day, not just a couple of times. See, once we learn how to operate within an environment, things get a little easier. We're able to please those who have an expectation of us. See, the same is true with God. See, once we take on the Lord, once we take on His word, once we start living the way God is asking us, once we start operating correctly in Christ Jesus, things get easy for us. We start pleasing God. He said His yoke is easy, His burden's light. See, but we have to start operating in Christ correctly so things become easy for us. So pleasing God is what we do every day. Our faith must move God to equip us in everything good for His will. Being if He creates a work in us that is pleasing to Him through Christ Jesus. As long as we remain faithful, we will please God. There's no way we can. Because we work on our salvation. We work on our faith. We grow in the Lord. So we look at ourselves and examine our hearts. So we start pleasing God in our thoughts and ways and everything we do. As we establish and grow our faith, we become like a living stone built into a spiritual house when we offer up spiritual sacrifices that is pleasing and accepted to God through Christ Jesus. Praise God. God requires what we do, how we act, and what we're inspired to do to be pleasing to Him. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus has come and shown us how to live in a way that is pleasing to God. Thank you, Jesus. We lived outside of God's will. Nothing we did pleases God. Now we're in Christ Jesus. We have to examine what we do, examine how we think, examine how we react to things in life to ensure what we do is still pleasing to God, even though things come against us, even though we have a hard times, even though situations cause us to think about it, but you and I are still trying to please God through Christ Jesus. Christ is our example. He taught us that He did not come to do His own will, but the Father's will, to carry out the plans of God Christ came not only teaching his, he didn't come to teach his own words, he came teaching the words of the Father. Christ Jesus lived on earth to please God. You and I have to live on this earth to please God and not ourselves. You and I have to follow in the footsteps of Christ Jesus. Our lives have to be pleasing to God. If we want the Lord to bless us, if we need the Lord to heal us, if we want the Lord to show us favor, to answer our prayers, then our lives has to be pleasing to Him. What we do has to be pleasing to God. How we think has to be pleasing to God. What we believe in must be pleasing to God. What we set our minds on got to be pleasing to God. What we say have to be pleasing to God. How we treat others has to be pleasing to God. We have to come to Christ, who's the author of our faith. And what we do and how we live must be pleasing. A sweet-smelling aroma that rises up to the throne of God. So it is received. And God looks down on us with favor. Not only blesses us, He blesses our children and our family. He blesses our situations because what we do and how we live is pleasing to God. May God bless you today. May you see this message and how you live your lives. Each and every day, every moment of the day, let it be pleasing to God so God will show you favor and grant you wisdom and understanding and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.